The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Begin with how you are in this moment. Just noticing whether there's tension or ease, agitation or calm. Just however you are is fine. Just noticing. It's like this right now. And sometimes it's helpful to start by just checking in with how you are, because our mindfulness practice, in our mindfulness practice, we can open to all experience, and the very opening to experience can be a pathway to transformation. But it is the opening to acknowledging, meeting, non-judgmental awareness of just how it is in this moment that allows a transformation. And by opening to how you are, also that helps support not allowing a particular filter or view, or you know, if you're coming in with agitation or tension, then being aware of it helps us to not, without unconsciously bring that attitude into our meditation. And if we notice that there is some kind of relaxation or calm, we can use that attitude to support our meditation. And so starting from where you are, even though we're acknowledging where we are, we can also now incline towards steadying, calming, stabilizing the attention. And one really helpful way to do that is with relaxation, just starting our meditation with consciously relaxing the body. And so checking in and seeing if there are places where you're holding tension in the body. Perhaps in the head or face or neck. And softening, relaxing that tension. Relaxing the shoulders and arms and hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. Relaxing the muscles across the stomach and abdomen, the middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips, the legs, the feet. I also find it helpful to Just check in and see if there might be a way to relax inside the body. So, just seeing if there might be able to be a relaxation inside the throat. Relax the heart. And the stomach. And relax the intestines. This isn't so much a doing, and just kind of check in and see. Are the intestines willing to relax? Is the stomach willing to relax? And also letting go as much as possible of any way that you're engaged with mental tension. Just letting go of thoughts of the past or future, any worries, concerns about the past or the future. As we relax the body and soften the mental, any mental tension as much as we can. It supports us to be more fully here. And as we're more fully here, we can open to our experience in the present moment more completely. What is happening here in the present moment? There's the body and the sensations of the body. There's the pressure of your hips against the chair or cushion or bench. The contact of your hands. Sensations of your feet. You might even have a sense of the uprightness of the spine. You might have a sense of the solidity or structure of the body. Like a mountain. This body is like earth, sitting on earth. Or you might have a sense of kind of a vibratory energy or pulsing or tingling in your body, in various places in your body, maybe in your hands or face or lips, or maybe even throughout the body. There's sound happening in the present moment. With mindfulness practice, we just opened it. The experience of our bodies and minds happening in the present moment. And so sound is a perfectly fine thing to be aware of. Just noticing that there's sounds outside, sounds in the room, sounds that come and linger for a while, and fade, change pitch and tone. Come and go. There's the sound of my voice. Sometimes present, sometimes not. We never know what the next sound will be. And if we open to the field of hearing as a place to cultivate mindfulness, it can be supporting a cultivation of a mindfulness that just settles back and receives whatever is offered. Is this accepting the sounds that are offered? Sometimes there are moods or emotions present, feelings. And sometimes thoughts too come and go. In our mindfulness practice, as long as we are aware of experience as something that's happening now, there's nothing that we need to get rid of. Often our thoughts will pull us away from the ability to be present. We get lost in the story of the thought and not aware of the sounds or the body sensations that are happening now. And yet we can also be aware, oh, this is a thought that's happening right now. Just like we can be aware, oh, this is a feeling that's happening right now. A sensation, a sound happening right now. And so rather than having a cut and dried rejection of thoughts, I encourage you to see if you can shift the relationship to thought, to become aware that you're thinking rather than lost in the thought. And it can be very helpful, especially early on, to acknowledge that we're thinking, recognize, oh yes, thinking is happening right now, or planning, or judging, or remembering. And then using some other experience, often an experience in the body, to remind yourself, this is what it means to be here, knowing experience in the present moment. And so we can use the field of body sensation, or maybe the field of sound, to reestablish a sense of knowing that we're here in the present moment. Or you can also use the experience of breathing. The experience of breathing can be a very settling, comfortable place to rest the attention. just noticing the sensations, the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Breath is always happening in the present moment. And so if you're aware of that experience, you're aware in the present moment. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. And yet a sound arises. We don't have to fight to stay with the breath. If you're paying attention to the breath and a sound becomes predominant or draws the attention, it's fine to let go of attending to the breath and simply receive that sound. Or that body sensation. Or that emotion. With mindfulness practice, we're cultivating a steady awareness of the present moment, of body and mind. And we can use the breath as a tool to support that steadiness. And yet the main thing we are cultivating is not breathing, but awareness, mindfulness. And mindfulness can be cultivated by being aware of any present moment experience.